Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I have a complaint and I want a refund.
Okay. What can I do for you today?
Okay, I got this thing on the email on online saying that I won the fitness tracker. I had to pay with shipping, so I went through and did all that. And then after that, it pops up other things saying, do you want this? It didn't give you an option to say no. And I wind up being charged for all these things I don't want. And I want my money back because I do not want them. I will send them back as soon as I get them, but I don't want them.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. I'll be more than happy to go and assist you and see what's going on with that. Do you mind providing me, though, with the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
29642.
Okay, and can I please have the first and last name that is on the account you're calling in about today?
Barbara Turner.
Thank you for that, ma'am. Can I have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about today?
It is 125 Bill and Lee Road, Easley, South Carolina.
Repeat that shipping address one more time, ma'am. You were breaking up, so I didn't hear you clearly. I apologize.
125 Bill and Lee Road, Easley, South Carolina.
Not locating the account with
that. Okay. It should be, then it should be 245 Sherman Road, Easley.
South Carolina as well, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. I've located an account with that information today. I do see it was for an order you placed, ma'am, and that was for the watch and the earbuds, ma'am. How can I help you with this today? What's going on?
Okay. First of all, I didn't want anything but the free thing. And it kept popping up saying, do you want this? Do you want this? But it didn't say yes or no. It said continue. And I hit continue because I didn't tell it I wanted them. And then when and apparently I did this over the weekend because it didn't show up on my bank account till yesterday morning. So I didn't know in time to stop it from being shipped. She says it's already been shipped. But I don't want them. And she's telling me I can't send them back to get a refund.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. So, I do apologize, ma'am. So, it has already been shipped out, ma'am, for those products, ma'am. What I can go ahead and do, though, ma'am, is I can go ahead today. I do apologize, but Mr. Sanger, do you see it was initially a trial period? You placed the order for that fitness watch, ma'am, as well as the earbuds. It was initially a trial period. After that trial ended, because you didn't call back to cancel, you were going to be billed the full retail price of that trial, ma'am. Now, what I can go ahead and do for you today, ma'am, is I can go ahead and provide you today with a 35% refund.
I don't want a discount. I want my money back because I don't want any of these items.
Okay, ma'am, I can go ahead and issue a 35% refund, ma'am.
That's not good enough.
Earbuds for you, ma'am. That's what I can go ahead and do for you today, ma'am.
That's not good enough.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize. It was stated in terms and conditions when you placed the order that it was a trial period. After that trial period ended, if you didn't call back to cancel, we're going to be billed the full retail price of that trial. Now, what I can go ahead and do, ma'am, is I can go ahead today and apply my manager's discount for you today to bring that to a 50% refund, ma'am.
50% refund of what I've already paid.
That'd be a 50% refund of the $28.99, ma'am. That's what I can do for you today.
That's not right. It's a trick. It was a trick to get me to buy these things because it didn't give me an option of saying no.
Okay, ma'am.
And I didn't see anywhere on there was a trial period. It said you
so that refund
can
be
get
a 50% refund of the $28.99, ma'am. I do see you've already been issued a full refund for the warranty, ma'am, for the lifetime warranty. This would be a 50% refund for that $28.99, ma'am. I do apologize, ma'am.
So I get half of the $28.99.
And you've already been issued. You've already been issued by that previous representative a full refund for the lifetime warranty of the $19.99, ma'am.
And you can't do anything else.
That's what I can go ahead and do, ma'am. Those AirPods were part of the order that you placed for the trial for the watch, ma'am.
I didn't tell it I wanted that. It did not give me the option of saying I don't want it. It just said continue.
I do apologize, ma'am. It was stated in the terms and conditions, ma'am, when you placed the order. And it's already been shipped out, ma'am, so I can't stop it from being shipped to you.
I can send it back.
I do apologize, ma'am.
I can refuse the delivery.
I do apologize, ma'am. Again, it was stated in the terms and conditions when you placed the order.
I didn't place the order for the other items. I only placed an order for a fitness watch.
Ma'am, well, let me go ahead and look over the account and see if there's anything more I can do about that. Bear with me for a moment while I review the account a little further.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, so I went ahead and looked over the account to see what more I can do. What I can go ahead and do is apply to that $28.99, a 75% refund, ma'am. But that's the most I can do for you today.
And I'm not going to receive any more charges for anything.
The account's been closed out, ma'am.
Okay, and I will get money back from this discount, right?
You've already been issued a $19.95 refund, ma'am, for the lifetime warranty. I can go ahead and issue a 75% refund, ma'am. But that's the most I can do, ma'am.
Okay. If it doesn't show up in my bank account, I will call back.
It does take 3 to 5 business days for the refunds to be
available.
Well,
it sure didn't take them to come out of my account.
That's the time frame it will take, ma'am, for the refund I'm going to issue right now and for the previous refund that has been issued for you. If you can allow me one moment to issue the refund, and I'll have a refund confirmation number shortly for you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And just to verify also, is there currently a dispute with your bank about these charges?
They said they couldn't do anything about it because it was under a certain amount that I had to call you.
Okay. I just need to verify if there's a dispute. Thank you for that, ma'am. Bear with me for one moment while I go ahead and get this issued back to your account. Bear with me, ma'am. I'm still here, ma'am. Bear with me.
Okay.
There with me. Bear with me, ma'am. I'm working on getting that refunded back to your account. Please stay in line. Okay, ma'am. I'm still here. Bear with me. I'm almost done with the refund.
Okay.
I'm still here, bear with me. I'm almost on the refund. Okay, I've gone ahead and got that refunded back to your account for you, ma'am. So the amount you'll be getting back for that $28.99 charge is going to be, with the 75% refund applied, $21.74. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
So that refund will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. I have your refund confirmation number whenever you're ready, ma'am.
Okay, I'm ready.
It is going to be 60-8512-4957.
60-8512-4957.
Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
Correct, ma'am.
And you said the 1995 was already?
It has already been refunded. The refund
okay.
confirmation number for that is going to be 60851249. and 269.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So those refunds will be back on your account within 3 to 5 business days. Okay, is there All anything right. else I can do for you today?
I guess not. But thank you for what you did do.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye, ma'am.